Okay, let's begin the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Let's see the story, okay? And let's see the story on Gimel Amud Beis. Then we gotta go to Daf Amud Aleph. We have a lot to see. We have a lot of Mahalchim here. There's other Shem Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizukin. Okay, and Shisha Makdimin. There's other Shkeshmakin Yon. Okay. Let's see the Gemara here on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, Netanel, go ahead. Let's see where we left off. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Rav Kahana, let's go. Little louder. Let's go ahead, Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was ill. Rachmona l'tzan. The Rabbanan sent to Rabbi Yeshua, Breder of Edi. Go ahead. Go check how he's doing. Go ahead. Also, he went. Ashkeche de nach nafshi. He found that he was nifter. Rachmona l'tzlan. Comma. Period. Go ahead. Karla l'bushe. He tore his kriya. I thought kriya is only on the seven relatives. Father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, spouse. It's a Talmud. But the Gemara has in Moy Cotton that a Talmud by Rabbi, we don't do it Bismanazeh, but there is a concept of Talmud being Korea for his Rebbe. So he was like the Gadol HaDor, also for the Gadol HaDor. So you see, clear from this Gemara must be that's an application of this din, Halacha L'maisa, because Lachuri, he wasn't related to him, but he was a Talmud, or he was the Gadol HaDor. Everyone was his Talmud by definition. Everyone was his Talmud, Pashtus. Go ahead. So he turned around the Kriya, because why? He didn't want them to get startled when they saw it. Go ahead. Ubachi. He was crying. Obviously, we got to learn it up. The crying didn't show slam dunk, because he could have been crying about something else. Maybe he could have been crying that he was in a lot of tsar. I'm saying, why was he worried about crying indicating that he had died? It's because you could explain it away. Correct? Then maybe he was crying because he was in a lot of tsar.
From what?
But from the, maybe he was ill from his illness. I'm saying, why was he only worried about did he turn the kriya around? Why was he worried about the crying indicating? Because the crying doesn't necessarily show that he would what? That Lamaisi was, that he was nifter. Okay? Go ahead. Go ahead. See, they saw him crying, so maybe yes, maybe no. So they asked him, go ahead. So, Amar Le, Amar Lehu. I didn't say that. Go ahead. Someone who's what? A foolish man? Someone who says slander from his mouth is foolish. Not slander, something ra. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't go around telling people someone died unless there's a need. Let's say you want to notify the guy has to go that he should go to the Levaya or Menachem Oval, that's fine. But Stamazoy to be schmoozing that this guy died, you're not supposed to be a bearer of bad news. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, motzi dibu ksil. Someone who's motzi that is foolish. Go ahead. So what does this have to do with anything? So we should note, I want you to note this. What did this story about the non-Jew with the Korban Pesach have to do with the story before? What did Rashi say? Because why? Because the story before, they looked into the guy's lineage. So what was the segue to what? To the story with the guy? They also looked in his lineage. The connection with the two previous stories is looking into a guy's lineage. These two stories that we're going to see is about what? Speaking what? Lashonis. Lashon Naki. Excellent, Natano. Go ahead. Next story. Yochanan. What does Chakuko mean? Rashi says it was what? A nickname. Kinu Hashem means a nickname. What does Taisa say? The last Taisa is, go ahead. Chakuko. Rabbeinu Chananel says he was a sofer, and the Ri says he's from the Ir Chakuka, which was in Sefer Yehoshua. Yeah. I guess the three pshatim. Rashi says a nickname. Rabbeinu Chananel says it was a sonata, he was a sofer, and the Ri says he's from the city of Chakuka. Three different pshatim what Chakuka means. Go ahead. Read again. Yochanan Kuka. He went out to a kriyasa, to the villages, to see about the wheat. Go ahead. When he came back, they asked him, did the wheat do well this year? Go ahead. The barley did well. Go ahead. They said, Shkoyach. Skoya, go out and give it to who? Go give it to the Seu, Basel, Susim. Tell the news to the horses and the donkeys. Because they eat barley. Barley's Michael Behema. Right? How do we know barley's Michael Behema? The Korban Omer is made of what? Barley. The Shtei Alechem, the Korban and Shavuos is made of what? Wheat. Why? Because we were in Memtesh Sharetuma, the Medrash says, in Mitzrayim. We were like spiritual animals. So therefore, the second day of Pesach is Korban Omer, made of what? Made of barley. There's no coincidence there. There's 49 days of the Omer. Every day of the Omer is supposed to eradicate a Shar of Tuma, to reach a level of a human being, spiritual human being, ready to Makabal the Torah, which is highlighted by Shtei Alechem, made out of wheat. Go ahead. Dichsiv Hasoirin. In your property. Go ahead. A little bit louder than Taikin. What should he have said then? What's so bad? Go ahead. He didn't say Beferis the wheat did bad. Go ahead. He should have said last year the wheat did really well. By implication, you know the wheat was not good. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. We're going to see Inami. That the lentils were good. What was the problem with what he said? These people are human beings. They're not animals. By bringing up barley, it's very insulting. That's the pshat. By bringing up barley, it's insulting. You should have said last year the wheat did well. Or he should have said what the lentils did. Lentils are eaten by people. But to bring about food eaten by behemoths is very napakovedic. So you see another example of Lashon Nekiyah. Another example of Lashon Nekiyah. Okay? Two stories we have of Lashon Nekiyah. And Lamaisa, what do you think the chiddush is of this story over the first story? First story, you see clearly, you don't want to give information that someone was nifter. What's the chiddush in the second story? Chiddush in the second story is that what? You have to be very, very careful about what? Right. Even if you avoid saying the thing that is bad, doesn't mean what you said is good. You still got to, what, couch it in a way. You have to make sure it's okay. Okay. Now, we learned yesterday, Chiddush, of Shluchim Mitzvein and Nizukin. Okay? What does Shluchim Mitzvein and Nizukin mean? That an agent that's doing a mitzvah, if you're doing a mitzvah, you're not going to be damaged. Unless it's what? Shchiyach HaZekim. So I want you to get the following mahalach. Once you get the following mahalach, we have a Gemara in Shabbos. I believe it's at Kuf Yud Chesem and Beis. Gemara says that one of Rabbi Yossi's wishes was that he wanted to die b'derech mitzvah. One of his wishes was that he wanted to die b'derech mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi says, Yehei chelki b'derech matei mitzvah. This was one of Rabbi Yossi's wishes. He was such a tzaddik, a heligatana. He had many wishes, and one of the wishes was that he was hoping that when he would nifter, he wanted to always be engaging in mitzvahs. Yei meiti, he wanted to be meiti, but what b'derech ha-mitzvah. Okay, interesting. Tan kuf yud chesem and beis. Amar Rabbi Yossi, hei chalki meisi b'derech mitzvah. Kuf yud chesem, hei chalki meisi b'derech mitzvah. Frek demar shah, and this gemara there, in Shabbos. How could Rabbi Yossi make such a wish? It's against the klal of Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizukin. Ron, you follow me? Shluchim Mitzvah. Ron, Shluchim Mitzvah ain't a Nizukin. We see this klal of what? Shluchim Mitzvah ain't on Nizukin. What does ain't a Nizukin mean? You're not going to be damaged. So how can he make such a wish? It's against that rule. How can Rabbi Yossi make such a wish that he would want to die by derech mitzvah? The klal is not that way. So the Marashah says a tremendous chiddush. I want you to get it. Where does the Gemara use this klal on Daf Ches? About cleaning the nooks and crannies, a snake and scorpion won't bite you. Why not? Because you're doing Bidikas Chometz. Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizukin. But that doesn't mean necessarily that a rock won't fall on your head and hit you while you're doing Bidikas Chometz. Meaning what Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizukin means, you'll be protected from an action that is needed to do the mitzvah. But from external things, who says it's going to protect you? And that's what Rabbi Yossi was wishing. Rabbi Yossi was wishing that he would die going b'derech mitzvah. Not that the action of the mitzvah would have hurt him, because that would be against the rule. But that a rock would fall on his head and he would die while he was doing a mitzvah. This is the sharp distinction that the Marashah writes in Shabbos Kuf Yud Chesem and Beis. Memeilu says the Sefer Avodas Matonet from the Panovich Yeshiva, from the Panovich Koilo in the Sefer Avodah Zarah called Avodas Matonet in Hakdomet, he writes, the Mishnah says in Sota, does everyone hear the Marashah's Chiluk? Chiluk, Bein Masa,
shetzarich lemitzvah, the davar chitzoni, and something that is what? Considered to be external. Rock on his head, he doesn't need to do.
But he's still in the way of doing the mitzvah. So he's doing it,
but shluchim mitzvah en nizukin is limited to an action that is needed for the mitzvah. So you won't be bitten by a snake or scorpion when you're doing the holes. But does no insurance that a rock might not fall on your head. Nemeili says, it says in the pasuk, near mitzvah v'toyra or, Gemara and Sota. What does it mean mitzvahs are like or? Kinir mitzvah? Mitzvahs are like candles. They protect you when they're lit. What is Torah like? Or, it's meigin al kol davar. It protects you from everything. The Gemara says in Saita, Mishnah, darshaning the pasuk in Mishlei, kinir mitzvah v'Torah or. Nate, you follow me? Talmud Torah is different than all their mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is meigin al davar. That's why the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daflam and the Malachamovs could never kill David HaMelech, because he was constantly learning. But that should only protect him from what? From Iraq? From the if he's learning the Gemara. So he won't trip over the Gemara. Right? Something you need for your mitzvah, you're going to be protected. How is he going to be protected from a rock falling on him? Because Talmud Torah is different. Talmud Torah is making out called over. Then the Malach HaMavos made noise. And David HaMelech walked down the stairs. He stopped learning and then he died. The Gemara says. That's how the Malach HaMavos was able to kill him. Ki mitzvahs are like candles. Torah is like or. It's megin al kol davar. So Rabbi Yosef's wish was to die by derech mitzvah, that a rock would fall on his head. Not that he should be hurt from the action that's needed in the mitzvah. This is why Bilam's, please get it, this is why Bilam's first curse to destroy Klal Yisrael was what? What was Bilam's first curse? To bate knesios. And the Batim and Joshua should be destroyed. Why was that his first curse? What should his first curse been? Destroy what? Klal Yisrael in general. Why did he focus on Matovu Alech Yaakov Mishkan Tach Yisrael? Because Bilam, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Zayin, was a very bright man. He knew that one second every day when Hashem gets angry. So he thought he needed to destroy the shield. What's the shield of Klal Yisrael? Torah. That's why Bilam tried. That was Bilam's first klal. Because he knew if he stripped Klal Yisrael of the shield of Torah, then he would be successful in destroying them. This is the Chiddush, the Mahalach, we want to bring about Shluchim Mitzvah, Einan Nizukin. Okay? And Mela, that's why it was his first Klal. Because he knew he couldn't just destroy Klal Yisrael in general without stripping them from the shield of Talmud Torah. This is the Chiddush here we want to bring out. Yes, quickly, Eitan, go ahead.
Why can't you just say that he could be killed when he's doing the Mitzvah that Shliach is it?
Possible. In other words, you say when he made his wish that he wanted to die with derech mitzvah, you're saying it was shchiach hazeken. I mean, it was shchiach hazeken. No, it would still be a mitzvah. It's just the cloud doesn't apply. It's a good point. Good. It's a good point. I guess that's exceptional. I guess that's why it would be a little bizarre. But it's a good point. Good point, Eita. Yes, go ahead, Ellie.
I understand the question. What does Yossi want to die while doing mitzvah? What's the point of him dying?
It's a school, I guess. Everything.
It makes sense if it has to do with the mitzvah, but it has nothing to do with the mitzvah.
No, but he wouldn't make a wish against the klal. The wish is the klal is that he won't get hurt. He's not going to make a wish against a klal in the Gemara.
I just understand it's just the school or something.
Yeah, it's an Indian that a person's dying while he's doing a mitzvah. It's a beautiful zach. Absolutely.
Isn't like the whole idea behind that that it has something to do with the mitzvah?
No, that's what I'm saying. It would be against the klal. He isn't doing a mitzvah. He was doing a mitzvah, but he's hurt from something external. That's the Chiddush.
It seems like they have nothing to do with each other then.
No, but he's on his way to do a mitzvah. That's on the derech to do a mitzvah. The Sarak hurts him. He's still on the derech doing a mitzvah, but he wouldn't make a wish against the cloud. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. Okay. Real quick, Yaakov.
How's a snake any different than a rock? Saying the snake has nothing to do with the mitzvah.
But it's while I'm actually searching. Not while, but in the actual search, I'm going to meet a snake. So that has to do with the actual action that I need to do a mitzvah. A rock falling on your head has nothing to do with the mitzvah. What's the problem with that?
The snake's there. It's the same thing as if the rock's going to fall on you. It's not. The snake's not preventing you from doing the mitzvah. The snake's just going to kill you.
Shluchim mitzvah and nizukin. I have to keep my feet together First one, Esrei.
The snake shouldn't have anything to do with that. It's like a rock.
No, but I have to keep my feet together for the davening Shmoneh Esrei. That's part of the mitzvah. I need to do that act. That ensures that the snake is on it. It's not something that has nothing to do with it. I don't see why is that difficult? Okay. You can't move away. Part of Shmoneh Esrei is keeping your feet the same way. So if you would have moved away, the snake wouldn't be there. That mitzvah, I need to do that mitzvah for the Shmoneh Esrei. I need to have my feet together for the Shmoneh Esrei. I need to get on my hands and knees and look in the nooks and crannies. So I need to do that. Okay, let's go weiter now. Okay, let's see weiter now in the Gemara. This is the Mahalach. I want you to get a Shluchim Mitzvah in a Nizukin. Okay? It's a good point what you're saying. Eitan could have said that, but I think it's too out of the ordinary, so it would be bizarre that he would say that. This was B'derek Mitzvah. He did that a lot. He was always going to do mitzvahs. Okay. Let's go. Next story. Let's go. Go ahead. Go ahead. Rav was the what? The son of the brother of Reb Chiya and the son of what? The sister of Reb Chiya. Okay? That's how the Gemara introduces the story. Go ahead. Kisalik. When Rav visited from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead. Amrla Abo Kayim. He said, it's Abo Kayim. Now, first we'll say over Rashi. Okay? Let's write it like this. Okay, according to Rashi, the story is like this. You have Rav Acha Mikafra. Rav Acha Mikafra was married. His wife died. Okay? He had a child from the first marriage. His name was Ivo. Okay? Let's say his second wife, we'll call her Leah, let's say. Okay? Leah had a first husband, died. She had a daughter with her first husband, and that daughter was called Ima. Rav Acha Mikafra and Leah remarry, okay? And they have Reb Chiya. You got this? Very easy. Reb Chiya is a half-brother to Ivo because they share the same father. Reb Chiya and Ima are brother and sister because they share the same mother. Then, Lamaisa, Ivo and Ima get married. They are not related to each other at all. Ivo and Ima are not related to each other at all, right? Because they would have children from the previous marriage. Okay? They get married and they have Rav. Therefore, Reb Chiya is Rav's uncle, both from the father's side and also from the what? From the mother's side, because they are what? They are brother and sister. Half brother and half sister, however you want to call it, step or half. Okay, everyone got that? Did you get that? Clear? That's the sheet of Rashi in the whole story. Okay? This is the sheet of Rashi in the whole story. Okay? This is the sheet of Rashi in the whole story. So therefore, Lamaisa, we have as follows. Okay? We have this story, so go ahead. Let's see it again. Start the first line. Go ahead, Netanel. Go ahead. Rav?
Rav bar Acha de Reb Chiya bar Acha.
Amar le'Ema Kayemes. Amar le'Ema Kayemes. This is Ema. So he basically said, Lamaisa, why don't you ask me about Ema Kayemes? Because according to, who is Reb Chiya asking about according to Rashi? His brother and his what? His brother and his sister. His half-brother and his half-sister he was asking about. So he says, why don't you ask about your sister? So go Amar Leh. I can't hear Netan. Amar Leh, you want Amar
Leh?
Amar Leh, Ema Kamis, is your mother there? Is your mother alive? So Amar Leh. Well, let me answer about my what? About my brother. Right? So obviously he's going back and forth. So Amar Leh, go ahead. Amar Leh Lashameh, he said to his servant, so he said to his servant, take off your shoes. Number two, take the kalim off, to take my clothes to the base, the bathhouse. And you see from this morning, this story, Shema Mina Tlas, you see three things. Go ahead, Shema Mina. We see three things. What are the three things?
Number one, then an oval is usher wearing leather shoes. Number two, that we see a shmul rechok is only for one day. What's the definition of a shmul rechok? You hear that one of one's seven relatives die after 30 days, the person has died. So the halach is you don't need a full what? You don't need a full shiva. All you need is one day. And that one day is chiseled down to 1 hour based on mixyom kakulo, and you only have to do one action. So that's the chiddush you have. Number one, an oval's awesome nisa sandal. Number two, it's one day. And number three, it was only for an hour. I couldn't hear you.
Is that an option? Or
it's a chiyuv. You have to do this. No, again.
Can you sit all day? No.
Minig is not to. We're not machmer. You do a small maisa. You do a small maisa. So this is Rashi's version in the what? This is Rashi's version in the story. Okay, Rashi's version in the story is, halacha l'maisa is considered to be this story. Now, Tosfos is cholik. Tosfos argues on this, okay? Tosfos has a different shot, okay? Tosfos states, and we're going to fix the girsa, Tosfos says, that Rav, when he was asked the shiloh, Reb Chiya is asking Rav, was not asking about his brother and sister. Who was Reb Chiya asking about? He was asking about his own father, Rav Acha, and he was asking about what? His own mother, Leah. And therefore, we find that Rav, Lemaisa, is being asked about his grandparents. Because these are Rav's what? These are Rav's grandparents. Okay, so let's see the top Tosos. Okay, go ahead. Abba Kayim, go ahead. Right. Reb Chiya asked about his father if he's alive. Go ahead. Excellent. Varav. And Rav answered that his own father is alive, which is true. Rav answered his own father is alive. It was true. His own father is alive. Go ahead. Chen Be'aim. And his own mother was alive. Go ahead. So according to the Girsa Sfarim, Reb Chiya asked on who? According to the Girsa Sfarim, Reb Chiya asked on his father, if he's alive, and he answered him, Rav answered, Ema Kayemis. Perish Ema shall what?
Rav.
His own mother. Excellent. Kayemis. Go ahead. Velo Ratza. He did not want to answer Abba Kayim. Why didn't he want to answer his own father was alive? Go ahead. Does everyone chop this? He didn't want to answer his own father was alive, which was true. Because, go ahead. Right, because he would think in those days, they called grandfathers Abba. So if he would answer that his own father was alive, which was true, he would give off the impression that his own grandfather was alive, which was not true. So it would be a sheker. Go ahead. Lekach pirish hagemara. So why did the Gemara? Now we can explain beautifully why his lineage was introduced. Why was his lineage introduced? That he was what? Why does it say Reb Chiya was also the Rav was what? Reb Chiya was an uncle to Rav from both directions. What was there a need to say that? The need to say that fits very beautifully now. Why does it fit so beautifully? You tell me now. Why does it fit so beautifully? Because why? It had to be able to explain, Lamaisa, why he what? Why he was able to what? To explain away and not answer the question directly. Now that we know they're related, it makes a lot of sense. Now that we know that they're related, it makes a lot of sense because Lamaisa, Rav says, Ima Kayemis. Why did he say Ima? Why didn't he say father? Because it gave off the impression that what? That his grandfather was alive. When his grandfather was really dead, even though he was referring to the father. So that's why it said Ima. And then when he was asked about the Ima, what did he say about the Ima?
If he would have said Ima, Mestama, I think Tos is assuming that they called the grandmother also Ima. So if he would have said Ima, she really was Nifter, and he's referring to his own mother, which is alive, who give off a false impression. So each one what? Now it makes a lot of sense that Tosos fixes the Girsa according to what? According to Rabbeinu Hananel. Now it makes a lot of sense, Lamaisa, that you can what? You can fit this Girsa. Comes out very, very nicely, Lamaisa, this Chiddush. That's what I want to point out here. There's a difference between, that's why there was a need to say that Rav was Bar Achva, Bar Achsed Reb Chiya. According to our Girsa, that he said Ema Kiyemis in order that people wouldn't make a mistake. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, why did the Gemara need to say this? According to Rabbeinu Hananel, again, what was Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa? Natana, what was Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa? He was asking on his own father, right? Right, he's asking on his own father. So he's asking on his own father, what do we need? Who cares that Reb Chiya was what? Was, you know, related to Rav in this way. It doesn't make a difference. Why should that make a difference? The reason why there was a need to say it is because Lamaisi didn't want to give off false impressions. He didn't want to give off false impressions. That's why you need to say it. So let's write down. So according to Tosos, the topic was, how was what? How was Reb Chiya's father, Aviv, the Imo, Shel, Reb Chiya? And according to Rashi, the topic was, the Ach, the Achot, Shel who? Shel Reb Chiya. It's a fundamental machlokes Rashi Tosfos exactly what the pshat in the story was. What was the topic of the story? And the Chiddush Aran points out, I want you to get this. Chiddush Aran points out, he says, I don't understand. What doesn't he understand? He says the following, where's the Kriya? Where's the Kriya? Why wasn't there Kriya done? There have been appearances in the Ran ask. Why doesn't it say also Tor Kriya, Shikar Kriya? Mash, we don't have to tear Kriya for a Shmuel Rechoka. Mash, we don't have to tear Kriya for a Shmuel Rechoka. So I want you to get this down. Why was there no Kriya? There were three Chiddushim in the Gemara. Why was there no Kriya? Okay, let's get this. So the Ran starts off saying, Lamaisa Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Ran say, beautiful pshat, they say, Ein Kriya, a Shmuel Rechoka. That's what they want to tie in. That's what they tie in first. Okay? That's what they tie in first. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, though, what's the din? That it was a father, Lamaisa, you have to say, on a father you do tear Kriya on a Shmuel Rechoka. You have to, you tear Kriya on a Shmuel Rechoka on a father. So let's plug it in. If the topic was according to what? According to Rashi, Lamaisa, which is the father and sister, you see, slam dunk, ain't Kriya l'shmur rechoka. For ach, la'ach, v'achot. Okay? For ach v'achot. But then, if you say, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, this is l'fi Rashi. I'll write that down. L'fi Girsus Rashi. But l'fi Rabbeinu Hananel, we know that then is you're supposed to tear Kriya for a father and mother if it's shmur rechoka. Shmur rechoka, the din is, shmur rechoka, you tear Kriya, la'aviv imo. Amazing Chiddush. So, did he tear Kriya? Yes, he tore Kriya. You have to assume he tore Kriya. That's what the Ran says. So, why wasn't it in the fourth Chiddush in the Gemara? Shema min atlas should have been Shema min arvi. Therefore, he says the Girsa Rabbeinu Hananel is wrong. I want you to get that. He says he doesn't think the Girsa Rabbeinu Hananel is right. He wants to go with Rashi. That in the Hanami was what? The topic was the father and sister. Why was there no Kriya? Because there is no Kriya for a sister and a brother by a Shmuel Rechoka. That's the Chesmen of the Chiddush Aran Rabbeinu Peretz. And Pshat in the Gemara. Okay? Nochamo, Yitzhi, you got me? Again, according to Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ran, if according to Rashi, the topic was a brother and sister, where's the Kriya? There was no Kriya. Because in a Shmuel Rechoka, there is no Kriya for a brother and sister. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's apparent the topic. And he did tear Kriya when Reb Chiya found out about it. Because Kriya for a father and mother is needed by a Shmuel Rechoka. And he says, you have to assume there was Kriya. So why did the Gemara say, Shema min atlas, that for a father and mother you have to tear Kriya by Shmuel Rechoka? Since the Gemara didn't say it, must be the Girsa is wrong. And we go like Rashi. Because it should have been a fourth Kiddush in the Gemara. That's the Kiddush of the Chiddush Aran. And there have been appearances. It's a beautiful Mahalach. Okay? Yes, Evan. Because it's halacha, we're learning halachas. I mean, just like Mrs. Yom Kikulo, we're learning halachas here. Shema min atlas, halachas. This is a fourth halacha. Why did the Gemara give this halacha? This is what the Chiddush Ran says, and therefore he thinks the Geirus is wrong, and we hold like who? We hold like Shitas Rashi. Okay, Klor. So we got this Gemara very clear. That's the Shita Rabbeinu Hananel, the Girsa, and this is how he fixed it. Viter, go ahead, Netanel. Let's go. Viter in the Gemara. Go ahead. There was a man who, oh, if he got in an argument with the guy, he says, "Oh, I'm not gonna give in to you till I go to a din Torah, until I'm told to a judge." Imagine a guy like that. So what is Shema Amino? He must be from where? Excellent. Dichsiv. Very good. Next story. Go ahead. Baku. Excellent. Dichsiv. There was a man that said if he ever lived by shores, he would build buildings by the seashores. They looked into it, and he was what from who? From Zvulun. What do you see from these two stories? That you can what? You can look in Lashon. Excellent. You can look in the Lashon. So the Bir Avram says, the Bir Avram says like this. In other words, what did the Gemara say? Goes back to what you said in the title. Budku. Goes back to the concept of looking into things. That was on the end of Bezim and Bez. These two stories go back to looking into things. So let me ask you a question, Lamaisa. Why couldn't they know right away? Why couldn't they know right away? Lama lo ichlitu miyad that is from Shevet Zvulun, like by Maisa Dan. The story of Dan they didn't look into, they knew right away. Shema Amina, right away. Because you have to say, Lamaisa, that in the Shiras Devorah, you say a little bit different. In the Shiras Devorah, if you look in the Shira of Devorah, you know what it says? It says, Yashir lechof yamim yishkon. It's referring to Shevet Asher over there. So it's not slam dunk. It's not slam dunk. That's why by Zvulun they had the what? They had to look it up. They had to be bud kuvashu. So I want you to get that down. That's what the Bir Avram says. Because there's a pasuk in Shiras Devorah that says looking at the seashore is not slam dunk that it's referring to Zvulun. It could also be Usher. They have to look into the sky and they determine that it's from Usher. That's one pshat. Could be another pshat, Lamaisa. You could say it's Feirish, like you said, Netanel. In the first story he said before is Daon Dine. Clearly it's from the words. In the Maisha Sheni, he just says, what's Shaykh Tizvulun? He didn't say it Beferish. So you could say one of those two Pshatim, Lamaisa, why in fact, this second story, what is the Chiddush of these stories? Okay, go ahead, Netanel. Vaiter in the Gemara. Oh, now do we Paskin Or Ursahu? When is Chametz Asher Eid in Erev Pesach? Chatzos. D'Yeraisa, excellent. Go ahead. We know Reb Yudah says you can eat all the fifth hour. Reb Meir says you can eat the whole what? The whole fifth hour. You just can't what? Right. Reb Yudah says Mutter only eat the fourth hour. The fifth hour is Asr by what? Fifth hour is Asr by Achila and Ba'ano. Correct. Go ahead. So everyone agrees the sixth hour at noon, at the end of the sixth hour is D'Yeraisa. So what does the Gemara suggest? Go ahead. Nivdok. Oh, why aren't you Bodic in the sixth hour? Go ahead. Oh, you want to tell me Zizim Akdim and Lemitzvahs, so you should be able to be Bodic when? Morning, Dixiv. Ella? She should do it really early. Go ahead, what's the Teretz? So there are two ants, two reasons. You want people around, and therefore you want the or yafa libedika. Okay, Amar Abaye. Excellent. So therefore a person should not what? Begin a Seder, because you might get involved with it and you might prevent himself from learning. We discussed the Machachloikas Machabramah, whether if what? If you started learning a mechuyev to stop, which we'll get more involved in that, not today, but Lamaisa, we discussed that Mechaber Ramah last week. Remember who Shita held what? I forgot already. Mechaber said you have to stop, or I don't remember. You remember? Ramah said you have to stop, and Mechaber said you don't have to stop. Okay, very good, Yitzi. So let's now begin to talk about, there's a lot of different chidushim in this sugya here, but the first thing we want to go involved in is Rizin Makdim Lemitzvahs. It's clear from the Gemara, Netanel, that Zuzim Makdim Lemitzvahs does not apply at night, correct? Does not apply at night. The Gemara says Beferish. It does not apply at night. Halachit Day begins at night. We don't care.
You would do it early in the morning, as early as possible. It does not go back, project all the way to nighttime. We find that by Akedas Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu didn't do it at night. This is the marker for the klal of Zuzim Akdim Lemitzvos. So there's an interesting shaila that we must analyze, and that is as follows. There are two approaches to understand this din of Zuzim Akdim Lemitzvos. One approach to Zuzim Akdim Lemitzvos is as follows. That it's a din chitzoni, meaning that there's a general directive to do mitzvahs with alacrity. Show energy, be fast about it, don't show laziness, run after it. Do it as soon as you can, be fastidious about it. Zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs. It's a din chitzoni. But there's another possibility where you could suggest that zrizin makdim in the mitzvah seth is not a din chitzoni, but what is it? It becomes integrated to the actual mitzvah itself. It becomes a chelik of the mitzvah. Chelik shel mitzvah. And if you do a mitzvah in a qualitative way, if you do a mitzvah in a zariz way, so qualitatively, it becomes a what? It becomes a different type mitzvah. You have done the mitzvah qualitatively in a better way. It becomes integrated in the mitzvah. This chakira comes up all over. For example, by hiddur mitzvah we once mentioned. Is hiddur mitzvah an extra din, an outside din, extraneous? Or does hiddur mitzvah become integrated into the qualitatively the mitzvah itself? These are two approaches one can present when it comes to Zrizim Makdim and the mitzvahs. And what we want to bring out, I want to suggest the following chiddush, that Rashi in Chagigah and Daf Ches states as follows, that Zrizim Makdim and the mitzvahs is a din d'oraisa. So I want to suggest that if it becomes integrated mitzvah, that's learning that it's a din d'oraisa. This is what Rashi in Chagigah and Daf Ches and Bei states as follows. He says in the top, Chesem and Beis, he says, Beferish, he says, on Chesem and Beis, he says, the Chiddushes of the Din, I'm sorry, on Zion and Beis, Kolecha Tzarich Lazarez Etzatzim Neichyom Rav Leilu Zuzin Leilu Atzolim. Rashi says, Beferish, Zuzin Makdim Lemitzis on Zion and Beis and Chagig is a Din Diyaraisa. So the Diyaraisa becomes integrated into the actual mitzvah that you're what? Becomes integrated in the mitzvah that you're actually what being fastidious on. This is the halacha of what zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs. However, if it's a din chitzoni, want to suggest that that's a din drabanan. And who holds that it's a din drabanan? Turi Evin in Chagiga Daf Dalet. The Turi Evin writes that it's a din drabanan. Turi Evin writes it's drabanan. And who writes that it's diraisa? Rashi. And we want to be told that if you hold it to the Arisa, it becomes integrated into the din. Now this has many ramifications. What are the ramifications that this has? Let's begin with the Rashi in Megillah that I gave you. What does Rashi say in Maseches Megillah? On that Mishnah, on Daf Chafam and Beis, what does the Mishnah say? All mitzvahs that you do in the daytime, when are you supposed to do them? After Nates. Did he have to do it after Amar Shachar? You are what? You are Yotze. What does Rashi say in Megillah? Rashi says, Kol Yom Kosher, Avagav de Kamel and Zizim Akdim Lemitzis, Kedisiv Yashkim Avram Aboker, Breish Chapez, Evilochi Kosher Kol Yom. What does Rashi say? What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? You could do the Mila at 4 in the afternoon. You could do Lulu at 1 in the afternoon. What does the Mishnah mean to say when it says Kol Yom Kosher? That if Bidi Yevid, you didn't do Zizim Akdim and you Yotze. Yes? Bidi Yevid, you Yotze. The Turi Evin asks on this, on Daf Dalet and Daf Chof and Megillah, he says, what's a Havamina? If I do the mitzvah 4 in the afternoon, of course I'm Yotze. Why would I entertain a Havamina that you're not what? Why would I entertain a Havamina that you're not Yotze? Why would I entertain a Havamina that I'm not Yotze? Why? So what? I didn't do it in a Zari's manner? I still did the mitzvah? He says, I can't believe this Rashi. What is Rashi's Chiddush? The Turi Evin is l'shitasa that it's the Rabbanan, so he can't believe it. You know what my response to that is? Says the Sefer Avnei Shoam, that Rashi holds that Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvah becomes a chelik of what? Becomes a chelik of the mitzvah. It's a din d'oraisa to the degree, if you don't do it in a zara's way, I would think that you're not what? I would have a havamina that you are not Yotze kamashim lan your yotze. That's the chiddush. It's just a havamina, but you can entertain such a havamina. This is the answer of the Avnei Shoam. The Avnei Shoam wants to suggest this answer. I'll read you the lashon that he says on the Rashi, on Dafkov. Okay, what does he say on Dafkov? He says Rashi pirish kol yom kosher avik hamon zuz makim lenitzis. The Ashkenazim are bogeri cholach kosher yom kol mashu shorotzilim or kamashu lan. Afagav lo hiktim kizrizin filo achi yotze. Is it tema? The most pshiti. Viki salka daitach mishum dulo asa mitzim in a mufchor potel legamri. Viki mishochol shum v'rechol notav yachser v'yachol. You put garlic in your mouth. You want your breath to be more garlicky? Are you going to put more garlic in? It doesn't make any sense. What kind of havamina is if you didn't do the mitzvah min hamufchor? Potel legamri? What does that mean? I would think you're not yotze? I would think you're not yotze? You don't have to do it again? Kamashmal, you got to do it again? It's a chiddush. The answer is as follows. The answer is that Rashi holds that Zuzim Akdim HaMitzvah is a chelik of the mitzvah. And you better believe I would entertain a havamina that if you don't do it in a Zara's way, maybe you wouldn't be yotze. And the chiddush is you are yotze. But if you hold number one, you never would entertain such a havamina. Know what you follow me? If you hold it becomes integrated, you would entertain such a havamina. That's the answer for Shitas Rashi. Because Rashi, L'shitas and Chagiga holds as the Araisa. Zrizin Makdim and L'mitzvahs. Zrizin Makdim and L'mitzvahs. This is the Chiddush. Okay? That's number one Chiddush we have. Number two. So one is Rashi B'dafchof. Okay? Number two. Second chiddush we have. The Gemara says in Megillah on Daf Gimel, right? We're in Adar. What does it say in Megillah on Daf Gimel? It says Mevatlin Kohanim Meavodasim Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. It says you're the Kohanim are allowed to Mevatla their Avoda in order to listen to Kriyas Megillah. The Farish of Gemara and Gimel Amaralf. Tosis asks, he says, I don't understand. Why is it Mevatlin? Just do the Kriyas Megillah 7 in the morning, and then do the Avoda when? Do the Avoda when? 8 in the morning. Why is it Mevatlin? Tosfos. Okay, this is on the Mishnah of what? Kol Hayom Kosher. That was Rashi. Tosfos B'Dav Gimel is Mevatlin. Mevatlin. Mevatlin Avoda. Mevatlin Avoda Kidei. Mevatlan avoda kidei lishmoa lekriya samagilla. Right? What kind of bittul is it? Tosus asks. Just do the Megillah 6 in the morning and do the avoda 7. Do the Megillah 7. Do the avoda 8. It's a peladik akasha. So what's Tosus' answer? What's Tosus' answer? You do the avoda 8 in the morning when you could have done it at 6. That's called a bittul. Ichur, delaying is called a bittul. Guess who wakes up and says, "What do you mean? What do you mean? You're yotze the mitzvah. Who do you think asks it? The Turi Evan. The Turi Evan says that's called a bittul. Why is that called a bittul? It's a pella. Why do you call that a bittul? What kind of bittul is that? This is the kasha." It's a great kasha. What kind of bittul, he says? It's not a bittul. You ended up doing it. You have until 10 o'clock, avoda. Perfect 12-hour day. You have a perfect 12-hour day. That's called a bittul? What's the answer to that? Turi Evan again asks on this. Turi Evan Shoel all this. That's called a bittul? You have until 4 hours a day, on Arba Shals. Why you call that a bittul? What's the answer, guys? What's the answer to Tulsus? What's the answer to Tosos? It's a chelik of the mitzvah. And you do your avoda at 10 or 9 instead of 7, that qualitatively is a different mitzvah. That qualitatively is a different mitzvah, and you lose out the din of Zuz and Makdim LeMitzvahs. You lose out the halach of Zuz and Makdim LeMitzvahs. It is considered to be a what? It's considered to be a bittul. It is considered to be a bittul. Because you did it later. So the Turi Evan is Lishitasa because he holds it's what? The Rabbanan.
So Rashi and Tosfos say, I'm sorry, we hold it's what? We hold it's D'oraisa. That's a second marker. That's a second marker. Sam, you follow me? That's called a bittul because it becomes integrated. If it was a din chitzoni, Josh, you never would call that a bittul. Number three. The Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph. There is a machlokes in the Chachamim Rabbi Elazar, what you do on a Mila Bizmana. We know Mila Bizmana is Docha Shabbos. What about the steps before? Can you carry the knife through Rosh Hashanah Rabin? According to Rabbi Elazar, yes, it's called Rabbi Elazar and Mila. Machshirim Mila is Docha what? Shabbos. Machshirim Mila is Docha Shabbos. Machshirim Mila is Docha Shabbos. Tosos asks in Shabbos, he says, I don't understand. Why don't you carry the baby to the knife? Why do you have to carry the knife to the baby? If you carry the baby, it's only Nisid the Rabbanan of carrying. It's a human being. Chai no se atzmo. You hear the kasha? It's a great kasha. Why do you have to bring the knife? Bring the baby to the knife, wherever the knife is. According to Rabbi Elazar, also Machshiri Milis Docha Shabbos. What's one of the answers of Tosos? What's quicker to do? Carry the knife or carry the baby? You got to bundle the baby up. You get worried about the baby. You don't want the baby to get a cold or drop the baby. It's not like a football, right? So what's easier? The knife. And you could do the mila quicker. If you carry the baby, the knife, you'll do the mila ending up at 8:30. You carry the knife, the baby will do it at 7:30. So what? It's an hour. Don't tell me so what. The reason Makdim the mitzvah tells me qualitatively it's a different mitzvah. It becomes integrated into the mitzvah. And to the degree it's Docha Shabbos, guys. It's Docha Shabbos. This is granted, I know we don't hold like the Rebbe Eliezer. But within Rebbe Eliezer Shita, you see that what? You see that what? The reason Makdim the mitzvah Matmevi Sakin Latinok. Because it's quicker. A regional Lashon of Tosfos. Kedei lemaher. Wow, that's a tremendous chiddush. These three Makairis guys, slam dunk show. That's reason Makdim lemitzvahs is not just an external din. To beautify a mitzvah, the hitter mitzvah would be external. So to his reason, do it in alacrity. It becomes a qualitatively a different mitzvah. To the degree it's Docha Shabbos. Let me read you the Lashon. He says, listen to this. Vodye Shlomar, Kedet Kevinchi Yosir, Bakal, Yavia Klimish, Yavia Tinok Shari, Rabbeloza Kedet Lemaher HaMitzvah. Lemaher HaMitzvah. These three Makaris Davne Shoam shows that Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvahs is Mamish a Chelik of the Mitzvah. Rashi and Rashi, Taisus and Taisus. Rashi and Megillah Chafam Abbeis. Tyson Megillah Gimel Amud Aleph and Tyson Shabbos Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph. That's reason Makdim LeMitzvah is a Chelik of the Mitzvah. Chelik of the Mitzvah. To the degree, I want you to get this, that the Sefer Dvar Avram, the Kovna Rav, the Dvar Avram, wrote Smicha for the Rav when he came over, that he knew Kol HaTorah Kula, when he came over from Europe to America. Had a Shiloh. There were two babies in town. One was a Mila Bismano, one was a Mila Shalom Bismano. You know what a Mila Shalom Bismano was? It was pushed off, it was ill. Which baby do you do first? Which Mila do you do first? There was a big machloik, because I want you to get the Maramakum. Chelik Alf Simon Lamed Gimel in Dvar Avram. Which one goes first? Most of the Rabbanim said the Mila Shalom Bismano goes first. Most of the Rabbanim said Mila Shalom Bismano. However, Lamaisa, he had a big machlokus with the Gaone Azman. It's amazing. The Dvar Avram. And the Dvar Avram writes, Halacha Lamaisa. There was a big machlokus amongst the Gaone and what this should be done. The truth of the matter is, you guys tell me. According to our Mahalach, Sammy, who would you say should go first? Mila Bismano. Because qualitatively, it's a much better mitzvah if you do it at 7 rather than 8. Now, the Dvar Avram happened to paskin himself, halacha lamaisa, that you should do the Mila Shalom Bismano. He didn't buy this mahalach.
But the other gonei azman, you have to say, held of our mahalach, that qualitatively it's better. And the truth of the matter is, lemais, if you think about it, lemais, it's reason makdim. It's also the zman milish lo bezman. You're over every second, like it's a zman. You know, if you think about it, it's like if you could have done it at 7 instead of 8, it's kind of like a milish, you know, shalobi's mano, in a theoretical fashion. You follow me? So that's why there's more of a reason, let's get it down, to do the milibis mano kodim. Okay? Yes, Yoel.
So once his baby was having his mila late, is there any sense of reason anymore? Like, is he, if he does this early...
There is a sense of reason, but not if it's pitted against the baby that's milibis mano.
Yeah, but on its own, though.
Yes, on its own, yes. Correct. Now, I'm glad you asked me that. Because what is the shear of Zman of Zrizin? Until what time of the day do you lose out Zrizin? So the three Gedolei Achronim say Chatzos. Let's get it down. The Matamosha says it. The Feirish. The Matamosha says it. Let me just give you the other two Gedolei Achronim. The Pisrei Shvus Yaakov says it. The Matamosha and the Levush. Okay? Matamosha, Levush. And who else do we say? Shvus Yaakov, correct. That if you do a mitzvah after Chatzos, you lose out Tzrizim Makdim
L'mitzvahs. Isn't that a shepherd Tosos? Because Tosos said about you being mivatel on the mitzvah, and therefore you can still do before Chatzos and still get Tzrizim.
It's a good point what you're saying, but the truth of the matter is, what it means is you lose it out completely. There are levels.
Okay.
So the earlier, it's a good point you bring up. The earlier you do it, the better you get. The earlier you do it, the better you get. But you're losing out completely after Chatzos. Okay? Oh. Now this leads us to the following. Okay? This leads us to the following. There is another klal that exists in Shas. What is the other klal that we have in Shas? We wrote Zuzim Akdimin. There's another klal that is very similar, but a different phrase. And it has two phrases that are synonymous. Number one is Shihue Mitzvah Lo Mashinim. And synonymous phrase, this is, you know, from Rashi where? In Chumash. Where's the Rashi in Chumash? Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. What does it say? Shmartem Esamatzos? Mitzvah Haba Liyotcha Al Yachmitzenu. It's the same phrase as this. Mitzvah haba'ah liyadcha al tachmitzena. A mitzvah that comes into your hands, don't sour it. Don't procrastinate. Don't leave it over. Do it immediately. I ask you guys, what is the difference between Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvahs and Shihui Mitzvah Lo Mashinin, which is the same concept as Mitzvah Bo Liyadcha al Yachmitzena? Where does that most famous phrase come up? Who can tell me in Shulchan Aruch where that phrase comes up from the Ramah? Sammy? It doesn't appear there in the Ramah. Where does it appear? The very end of Hilchos Yom Kippur. Excellent. Rav Ronsweig Shlita once pointed out to us, he said, it's interesting, the Ramah puts it in Hilchos Yom Kippur. You'd have thought it's in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkot. The Ramah is trying to highlight the bridge between what? You want to put together Chayim Kippur and Sukkis. Mitzvah bo liyodcha al yachmitzenu. Al tachmitzenu. What is the difference between these two rules? I ask you. Where does this phrase appear in Shas? Let's get it down. Two places in Shas. Yevamos lametesem et aleph. What's the story there? There's a man who died without kids. He was married. He left over two brothers. The older brother, the Gadol, did not want to do Yibum. The boy, Lamaisa, the young boy who was 6 years old, might have wanted to do Yibum. But you have to wait till he becomes 9 to do Yibum. Right? Yibum of a Katan is not Biyah until he's 9. What do you do in that case? You do Chalitza right away. We don't delay. Shihui Mitzvah Lo Mashin. Let's write it down. Yevamos. Daf Lamites. You don't wait for the boy to grow up to do Yibum. You do Chalitza with the older one. Finished.
Shehui Mitzvah Mashinim. Number two, Gemara, a ger. Once a ger is accepted mitzvahs, you do the Mila Miyad. Shehui Mitzvah Mashinim. Once he accepts all the mitzvahs at Torah, you don't procrastinate. You do Mila Miyad. What daf? Daf Mem Zayim, Yevamos. Daf Mem Zayim. Rashi, this is a Parshas Bo, it's a Medrash. Mitzvah Bol Yod Chayach Mitzvah, it's a Mechilta. Mechilta Medrash. So you have two Gemaras and Shas, and a Mechilta.
You do a Kabbalah Mitzvah before you get the Mila, before
there? Kabbalah Mitzvah, yeah, otherwise you're going to do a Mila. Of course.
Oh, okay.
But, of course. So I ask you, what is the difference between these two rules? Oh.
It's just a Tefillah Mila and then the Kabbalah. I guess it wasn't ordered.
No, but if he's not used to doing mitzvahs, though, you don't do the Mila, then he does it again.
Okay.
The mice. He has to do... No, you do the chalitza with the gadol, because the gadol doesn't want to do you. Oh, so that's one kasha. What is the difference between these two rules, guys? Number two kasha. Stira b'Rama. The Rama in Hilchos Tefillin. Simin Chafei, what was it? What sif? No, Simin Chafei. Was it sif beis in the Rama? What happens if you have talis and tefillin, which you wear every morning, let's say, a talis gadol, and you forgot your talis, but you have your tefillin? Someone's going to bring your talis later in davening. Should you put your tefillin on now and daven now? Or wait for what? Wait till you get your talis and can wear it more mahudr. Basically, you're pitting his reason versus what? Hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah. Doing the davening in a beautified way with tefillin and tzitzis. Talis gadol. Which wins? Reason or not? What does the Rama say in tefillin? It's reason. I'm going to write down tefillin. You get the case. Don't wait. You don't wait. You're davening right now with just your tefillin. Zrizin beats out what? Nisim? Hiddur mitzvah. Zrizin mitgaber. On that case. What is the Rama Paskin in what? Simin Tuf. Where is it? Tuf Chavav. Kiddush Levana. If the first time to say Kiddush Levana is Wednesday or Thursday, what does the Rama say? Wait till Saturday night. Why? Because you're wearing a nice suit. Hiddur beats out what? Zrizin. Rama Kiddush Levana. Hiddur wins. Kiddush Levana. Steven. Steven Buramo. Noah, you got me? Says the Sefer Avnei Shoyim. Great going. Let's get the shtickle, guys. There's a fundamental difference between the two rules. You only say Zrizin on a mitzvah that has a kavuas man. Has to be done in a certain day. But if you're dealing with a topic, it can be done over a span of days. You could build a sukkah 30 days before sukkahs. It doesn't have to be done dafkan one day. The Yibam Chalitza could be done at any day. The Geirus could be done at any day. When you deal with a mitzvah that's kavua bozman, every day you have to put on, the tefillin, shekavua bozman, every particular day, then that's the klal of zuzin makdim, the mitzvahs. That's the klal of Zuzim Makdim L'mitzvahs. But if you're dealing with a mitzvah that is what? That is not kavu lozman. If you're dealing with a situation where it's a mitzvah that spans over a lot of different days, then l'maisa what? Then we say in fact that we're dealing with a situation, Kiddush Levana, there's no zman kavua, Yibam Chalitza, there's no zman kavua, but mainly there's a different klal called mitzvah bol yodcha, mitzvah shein kavua bozman. And therefore, that's the answer to the two different institutions, and that's the answer to the Stira B'Rama. Yes, Jonathan. When you deal with a mitzvah that is a specific zman, that's Zrizin Makdimin. And Zrizin Makdimin beats out what? Zrizin Makdimin beats out? Hiddur. And tefillin and davening has a kavu bozman. You have to do it every day. That's the reason. Mila has to be done on the eighth day. Zrizin. Has to be done in a certain zman. Kiddush Levana could be done what? Day 4 of the month till day 16. Geirus, chalitz could be done at any day. The ger could be done any day. There's no kavu lo zman of a certain time. That's the institution of mitzvah boler chayach mitzenu. Build a sukkah any time for those 30 days. It's not built on one specific day. That's the difference between the two institutions, and that answers the stira b'Rama.
Chalitza, why does that have to be done?
Chalitza can be done anytime.
Right. So
therefore, it's shihui mitzvah lo mashina. Doesn't say his reason.
Yeah.
Shihui mitzvah is the same thing as mitzvah b'liyadcha.
Okay, so
This is the teretz of the what? Of the Avnei Sholem. It's a chiddush nifla, guys. So we're saying a chiddush of Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvus here, okay, is a tremendous chiddush. Okay, now I want to get, there's another malach we got to get to. Let's get to Tosfos, okay, and then we have to say over to the Netziv. The Netziv is going to have a different shot, okay? But this is a chiddush we want to bring out here. We want to say if it's the Arisa, it's powerful, it becomes Mekushar Nadin. If it's the Rabbanit, it's external Din. Rashi, Tosfos, and Tosfos held it was the Arisa. Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvahs. And that's a different institution than Mitzvah Bol Diyar Chachem Tzinnah, Shiyu and Mitzvah Lamashinim. Netano, let's go to Tosfos, okay? Go ahead. Guys, look inside. Let's see the Tosfos, okay? Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. One, this is a kasha of the style of Mimonov Shoch. Go ahead, Vaha. Okay, what's Toys' kasha, guys? Number one, what do you see from here? Ein Makdimin, we don't say what? Ein Makdimin, we don't say what? We don't say it more in the morning. We don't say it in the evening, rather. We only say it up to, but the earliest time you say it is when? The morning. You don't project it back to the night. I don't understand. How do you see that? Maybe Avram couldn't go out at night because it was dangerous. Everyone hear that? Mm-hmm. That's the first kasha. What's the second kasha? How is the Gemara in Chulin medayik that a Tamachon can't go out at night from Avram? Maybe Avram was mutter to go out. He just didn't go out because there's no Zrizin at night. Let's repeat the kasha. Noah, you got it? Number one is, our Gemara says there's no Zrizin at night. Maybe there is reason. Maybe there is reason at night, Zevi. But the reason why I didn't go out, because it was the Sakana. Mitzad Sheni, the Gemara in Chulin, learns out that a Tamachava can't go out at night. What are you talking about? Maybe it is mutter for him to go out at night. The only reason why I didn't go out, because there's no Zrizin. It's like a catch-22. That's Tosfos Kashi. You have to read it like that. Okay? That's why I said put the period after Misafra and then he quotes the Gemara in Chulin. Go ahead. What's the Teretz? Netanel? The Ode? Dabistom. Loya mitzvah period. Yechidi. Okay, so what's Tosfos Teretz, guys? Let's go slow with this. How does he answer the first kasha? How does he answer the first kasha? What was the first kasha? Seth, what was the first kasha? Maybe he really is Makdimin at night. Just the only reason why he didn't go because it was a Sakana. What's the Teretz? There was no Sakana over there. Why was there no Sakana? Shluchim Yitzayin Nizukin, he was with two Narav. He wasn't by himself. That answers the first Kasha. So obviously, by the fact he didn't go out at night shows what? There's no Zrizin at night. What's the second? How do you answer the second Teretz? How do you answer the second Kasha, rather? The Gemara Chulin is talking about what? Destruction of Sodom, not the Akedah. It's not talking about the Akedah. And over there, when he went to destroy Sodom, he was by himself. And it was not a mitzvah. If it was a mitzvah, he would have gone at night because the earlier you daven, the better. Not because there's no Zrizin at night, because the quicker you daven about a calamity that shouldn't happen, you should do it as quick as you can. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz says. He would have gone quicker to daven quicker. So what is someone going to ask me? Maybe it was a mitzvah? He was going to save Sodom, that's a mitzvah. What's the answer? That was not a mitzvah, because they were Rishoyim. Or because what? Hashem didn't tell him. Shiluchim mitzvah is only if Hashem tells you. And plus the fact, like the wife of Lot. The wife of Lot, has she had to turn around? Because she shouldn't look at the Mapolish or Rishoyim. So too here. He went what? Rashi says, L'maisa, it's not Kedai. He didn't want other people going. In fact, Tosin Chulin says, no one was able to look at Mapolish and Rishoyim. Avram didn't want any other people to go with him also with the time when he was davening. I guess he wanted to be alone too. So what's the Teretz? Again, guys, let's get it. What's the Teretz of Tosfos Kasha? What was the first Kasha? How do you know there's no din Zrizin at night? Maybe there is a din Zrizin at night. The only reason why you didn't go at night is because it's Yachid. What's the Teretz? What do you mean? The Teretz is what? Lamaisha shluchim mitzvah in nizukin, and he wasn't alone. So he should have gone out at night. Must be the reason why he didn't go out at night, because there's no reason at night. What's the terror to the second kasha? How did the Gemara Nechula know that, well, you're not allowed to go out alone at night? Because it wasn't talking about the Akedah. What's it talking about, Sammy? According to Tosfos? Talking about Sodom. If it's talking about Sodom, therefore what? It's not a mitzvah, and he was alone. So why didn't he go out at night? Slam dunk rye, you don't go out at night. Yes? And he didn't want other people to see. Maybe he also didn't want other people to be there when what? When he was davening, he wanted to be alone. Okay? And it wasn't a mitzvah because why? Either they were Rishoyim or because Hashem didn't command it. For purpose of Shluchim Mitzvah, you have to be commanded by Hashem. What'd you say? Okay, but he's trying. We're just adding on. We're adding on to that. Okay. We got this, Chlor? Let me ask you a question. You look in Rashi and Maseches Chulin. Do you know what Rashi says? What does Rashi say? Hayashkim Avram Aboker. I thought it said three times in the Chumash. It says it by the Akedah, says it by Stone. Doesn't it say it also by the Mila? I think there's a Tosa that says, oh, check it out, Blinetter, for tomorrow. I thought it says Hayashkim three times. Isn't there a Tosis?
Yeah.
Tosis in Yuma, no? I'm pretty sure. But Lamaisa, Tosis and Rashi are dealing with either Stone or the Akedah. Do you know what Rashi says in Chulin? Let's talk about the Akedah. I want you guys to get this down. What does Rashi say? V'yashkim Avram Boker is talking about the Akedah. We got a major problem with Rashi. That means V'yashkim Avram Boker is the marker for what? Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvahs. And it's also the marker for what? That you can't go out at night by yourself. Those are contradictory, aren't they? Those are contradictory. That's what Tosis Kasha was. Mimanafshach. That was, Evan, that was Tosis Kasha. How do you prove from here V'yashkim Avram Boker by the Akedah there's no reason at night? Maybe what? Maybe there was a sakana saderach, that's why I didn't go out. And mitzad sheni, you want to tell me that what? You want to tell me the Talmud Chacham doesn't go out at night? Maybe it's mutter for him to go out, but the reason why he didn't go out at night, because of those reasons. Meaning, according to Rashi, we're stuck with Tosis Kasha. According to Rashi, who learns that we're talking about the Akedah, Mishar, Kushya, Shel Tosis. Yeah, it's a mimanafshach. It's like a mimanafshach. It's like all one kasha, Yitzi. That's why Tosfos doesn't say va'o, I was thinking. It's like va'ha, he goes right into it. It's like one kasha, it's a mimanafshach. Again, what's a mimanafshach? It's reason, Makdimin. You want to prove to me it only starts in the morning? Maybe it starts at night. And the reason why he didn't go out at night in the Akedah, because he was alone. Because he was alone. So Sakanas derech. Mitzad sheni, you want to tell me, like the Gemara Chulin, we learn from here, al yitzi chidi belayla? What do you mean? Lamai said, maybe it's mutter latzeis belayla, and the reason why I didn't go, because there's no zrizis. No zrizis at night. How do you use this pasuk as a marker for both? What's the marker for both? Again, I'm going to write it down. Ein zrizis belayla? Ein zrizis belayla? Ein zrizis makdimin, number one, sorry, and number two is what? Al yetzi yichidi belayla. Tamachok. Al yetzi yichidi belayla. So I want to share with you a nitziv that I had heard for many years, but I realized today that I didn't understand it. Many, many years I've heard this nitziv, and I did not understand it until today. Simcha gedayla. Yeshenich nesadar marbim simcha. Rav Shekel once told us, you ever heard of Rav Goyrin? Zatzal, who was the chief rabbi. He was a great guy. He knew Yishalmi's Baal Peh. Mamish knew everything. You know, he blew the shofar at the Kotel during the Six-Day War. Everyone had seen that picture, right? Mamish knew everything. They say that Rabban Kotler, when he went there to Israel, he wanted to find the biggest Talmud Chacham as a bocher to marry his daughter. And everyone pointed at Rav Goyrin in the Chevron Yeshiva. Okay? Everyone pointed at Rav Goyrin. He didn't end up marrying her, but whatever. Everyone was masking that he was mamish. He knew everything. Yishalmi's Baal Peh. Goyin Oyelam. Once came to YU. Visit. Rav was mechabim to give a guest shir. He said a beautiful shir. The next day, though, the Rav disagreed with it. And the Rav said, if I disagree, I have to argue. The next day, he was doichel the shir. But in the shir, he mentioned this nitziv. And the Rav said he never heard of this Netziv. And remember Shekhar telling us, it's a famous Netziv. Many of the Gedolei Achronim quoted the Stipler. The Rav said he had never heard of it.
The Netziv offers the following theory. Has anyone ever heard of something called a Hechsher Mitzvah? What is a Hechsher Mitzvah? The steps you need to do for a mitzvah, like chopping the wood to get the sach. Netziv has this theory that a Hechsher Mitzvah that is written in the Chumash, a Hechsher Mitzvah that is written in the Chumash, has the halacha of Zrizin Makdim the mitzvahs to it, if it is written l'maisa as of what? What is Hechsher Mitzvah Kesuva B'kra? Hechsher Mitzvah Kesuva B'kra means, what does it mean? I thought it just appears in the Chumash all these years. I was wrong. You know what it means? If it was a chelik of the tzivui of Hashem. Chelik of the tzivui of Hashem. What did Hashem command Avram to do? What did he command Avram to do? To do Akedus what? Yitzchak. Did he command him to saddle his chamor? Listen to this sharp word. Ve'yachavosh es chamoro, no? It says in the Chumash. Did he command him to saddle his donkey? Oh, he needed to do it. Let me ask you, why did he wait till the morning to do it? There's a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah B'Torah, and there's a Hechsher Mitzvah that is not a Tzivuy. Hechsher Mitzvah, Shalom Chelik, Me'as Tzivuy. Shalom Chelik Shal Tzivuy Hashem. What's the example of the Chelik Shalom B'Chelik Shal Tzivuy Hashem? To saddle the donkey. He wasn't mechuyev to saddle donkey. He just needed to do it like Yitzi said. Let me ask you, why did he wait till the morning to saddle the donkey? Why didn't he do it at night? You see from here that what? What do you see from here? That there's no zrizus for what? There's no zrizus for lila. But if it's a hechsher mitzvah that is needed, like what? Like chopping the wood for a sukkah? That you need, and that's part of the tzivui. Chag asukis, tase l'cha. If the hechsher mitzvah is part of the tzivui, that you can do even many days before. He says different than the Avnei Shoam. The Avnei Shoam developed, there's two different institutions, right? There's Rizin and there's mitzvah bal yachah. No, the Netziv says it's all under the rubric of what? Zrizin makdimin. But Zrizin makdimin on something that's chelik of the tzivui Hashem, afilu lifnei kama yamin. Can be before many days. But the second category, Hechsher Mitzvah Shalom Chelik Shal Tzivui Hashem, Rak Bavoker V'lo B'Laila, and the Raya is from Vayachavosh Es Chamor. Why did he do that at night so he could get going right away? Because if it's not part of the Tzivui, Yoel, then what? Then the Mitzvah doesn't begin until the morning. Till the morning. And therefore, that's the rise. So that answers the Kasha of Tosan Rashi. What do we say, Rashi? The Pustam Marakeda. How can you say both things, Sammy? How can you tell me in Zrizis Belaila and also learn Ayat Zichidi Belaila? Because what you learn from what? In Zrizis Belaila is what element? That he only saddled the donkey in the morning. What you learn from the fact that he didn't go out at night is from the fact that he didn't actually go. They're two different topics. So that answers Tosas Kasha and Rashi. Because what was Tosas Kasha? Tosas Kasha was, if there's no Zrizis Belaila, so maybe that's why he didn't go out. How can you learn from here? Ein Yatzachidi Belaila. No, Ein Zrizis Belaila is from the fact that he saddled the donkey in the morning. It's Geshmak, guys. Because he saddled the donkey in the morning. Adam, why couldn't he do that at night? Because it wasn't part of the tzivui. It's not part of the tzivui. The din of Zrizin is only in the morning, not at night. But Yechavosh is chamor. But if it's part of the tzivui, it can be from many days before. So he doesn't say like that. They show him that there's two different institutions. There's Zrizin and Mitzvah Bal Yachah. There are two different institutions. And one is said when there's Kavuah Zman Uzman. And one is said Ankel. No! He says it's all Zrizin Zogin. It's all Zrizin. It's all good, right? That's what everyone right in the house people say. It's all good, right? It's all good, it's all reason. It's all reason, says the Netziv. But it depends. Is it part of the Tzivui Hashem or is it not? See, I thought for 20 years, guys, I'm telling you, literally, not exaggerating. I thought the concept of what? Ksuva b'kraw, if it's in the Chumash. You know, where do we have an example of a furish b'kraw? In another topic. Where do we have an example of furish b'kraw? Another topic. We said, mutav shishogigin, volume is edim. You don't rebuke a guy unless it's what? Mefurish and Chumash. That means Mefurish and Chumash, literally. So I thought it meant the same thing here. No! Ksuva turned into a chelik of the tzimui of Hashem. For 20 years I was wrong. And he has this whole fancy pshat. Beautiful. And he says that any hechsher mitzvah that is part of the chelik, you say mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho, mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho, we say. We say osik b'mitzvah Pater min mitzvah only on the things that are mafur, that are part of the commandment. See, I shouldn't say the word mafurish b'krah. I say ksuba sar, but I say chelik shel tzivui Hashem.
What's an example of that?
This is in the tziv kuf samach tes, cutting the wood. Rashi in Sukkah daf ches says chag asukas tasalecha, make the sukkah, manufacture the sukkah. That's part of the chelik of the tzivui of Hashem. On that you'll say you should cut the wood yourself. On that you'll say also you mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. This is considered to be a chalois if it's part of the tzivui Hashem. And meila, you understand how he answers Rashi? It all stems. I'm telling you guys, I don't think I'm wrong about this. Many people I feel miss. Unless you see this mitzvah, unless you think that that's what it means, just ksuba tayr. And the mitzvah is coming to answer Rashi. This is all under Rashi. You follow me? Because Tosfos Kasha remained on Rashi, this answers Rashi.
Help?
Nachabal. What was Tosfos Kasha? Rashi uses the pasuk talking about the Akedah. Yes? The Akedah, not stone. If it's talking about the Akedah, you've got a problem. Ains Rishis, guys, get this. Ains Rishis Belila and Al Yitzchiri. These are sources themselves. If you didn't go out at night because you want to tell Ains Rishis Belila, you didn't go out at night because of this distant. How do they coexist? Mimomafshach. Tosfos answered this. We're not talking about Akedah. We're talking about stone. Right? Talking about stone. So therefore, talking about stone, no problem. So that's how he was able to answer the Kasha. What do you mean stone? You're trying to answer the Kasha? Because by the Akedah, right? By the stone, it wasn't a mitzvah. Right? So you had a problem. They ate Akedah Belilah. So you can learn out from what? You can learn out from stone. And Jesus Belilah would learn, as Tosfos says, what'd you say?
That's the
Akedah. That's the Akedah, right. Andrew's Belial, that's the Akedah. Correct. Exactly, well said. But I ask you, according to Rashi, that if they're talking both about the Akedah, how can it coexist? So the Yitziv says, I'll tell you, on the saddling, which was not the Chelik of Yisrael, like you said yourself, you could have done it at night, and he waited till the morning, that shows slam dunk Andrew's Belial, and only on that type of what? Hechsher mitzvah is it only Bavoker, not Belilah. But if it's written in part of the Chelik of Hashem, you can do it 6 days before. That's called mitzvah boliyot. That's the same. I mean, according to the tziv, there's no two institutions like we have from the Avnei Shom. It's all under the rubric of Zizim Makdimin. But there's a type of Zizim Makdimin on something that's Chelik of the Tziv Hashem, which can be done a month before building the Sukkah, or Kiddush Levana, right? Or Yibum Chalitza, where there's no, right? Or if it's written part of the chelik, if it's not part of the chelik, it's only that morning. It's not the previous night. It's limited to that morning.
What about all the Yitzchak and Belilah?
No, so it's no problem. He did not go out at night. What's the Ain Jesus Belilah? It's on the saddling. It was only on the saddling. Ain Jesus Belilah. But all Yitzchak and Belilah is the fact that he didn't go at night. You follow me? You develop a new topic because of this concept that it's not chelik of the Tzivah Hashem, but the saddling. The mail, it's not the same topic. See, the reason why I get stuck with the Manashach is because it's the same topic. It's not the same topic. Saddling was what? Was the issue of Andrew's Belilah. That had nothing to do with it. Why didn't he go? Why didn't he do it at night? He didn't have to go out to do that. He could have stayed at home and done that. He could have stayed at home and saddled his donkey at night, 3 o'clock in the morning. Elavoden. Well, then it must be there's no din of reason, but what? Belilah regarding something that's not mafur, not a chelik of what? Of the Tzivu Hashem. Have you follow me? But when you talk about what? When you talk about a Yetzichid of Belilah, that was Mamash what doing the mitzvah, which was, he said, go do it. That's a chelik of the Tzivu Hashem. That could have been many days before. Lamaisa. So, Lamaisa, why didn't he go? Because I Yetzichid of Belilah. That's why I didn't go at night.
But
really, it would apply, like we find by what? Like we find by building what? Building the sukkah.
Because it's actually...
It's a chalik. Yeah, it's a chalik. Told him to go. He probably told him to go the day before, right? I don't know, you have to look in the psukim, right? Question is, why did he go like the day before, right? I don't know, you got to look in the psukim. When he, how many days before he said it? I think he said it to him the day right before and he got up the next day, no? I think so. I don't recall the chumash as well. So this is the chiddush that the Rav Goyren Zatzal said many years ago. I don't remember if it was after 67 that he came to Yeshiva to visit or before. But this is the famous Netziv. But the Netziv is coming to Forem for Rashi by... It's not Rashi by us. It's in Chulin. But it's the same topic. He's trying to answer Tysus Kasha, which is exactly by us. But what emerges, and we'll close with this, it's late, I'm sorry, is that the Netziv is a completely different approach, different than the Avnei Shom. Avnei Shom has two different institutions. No! It's all Zrizin, says the Netziv. It's all good. It's all Zrizin. Just it depends whether it's what? Chelik of the Tzivui Hashem, or if it's not. If it's a Chelik of the Tzivui Hashem, it could be 30 days before. If it's not, it's only going to be Baboker. And that's exactly what our topic was. It's only going to be what? Baboker. Because we're dealing with the situation, right? This is what he wants to title him, of this concept. Okay, this concept. So you have this Chiddush. Now, I'm just thinking to myself, according to the Netziv, I'm just thinking to myself, the Gemara said Mila you should do early in the morning. What does it say in the, what does it say about Mila? Yom HaShmini Yimol B'Sor HaLoso. Right? It says cut off the Mila. The actual action itself is not a Hechsher Mitzvah, right? So you understand, don't be bothered by, oh, how can we say Mila is done early in the morning? Because Mila is not a Hechsher. What is Mila? Mitzvah. It is the Mitzvah. The Netziv's whole theory is not a hechsher. But if it's a mitzvah straight up, you'll do it as soon as you can. Zrisa Makdimin. Okay, chazer over, guys. We've got a lot more to do tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, have a wonderful day. Oh, I wanted to, I told most guys, I'm sorry, the Shabbaton we had to do April 9th. But a lot of guys in Hashem be able to come. But I have to, because of bar mitzvah, so we have to push off. Okay? So all right.
How does
it apply to
that's why we do it at night.
Is that sure? No, Bidikri do or. Yeah, we do it because or means Lila. Yeah, means or, but Lila. Gemara answers, we're not doing because it's Yisrael Makdim. We'll answer, we'll go through it. Gemara says, not because it's Yisrael Makdim. Gemara says, because people are in the house, and y'all, or is y'all for the Bidikim. Not because it's Yisrael Makdim. The Gemara only says Yisrael Makdim to do it in the morning. Yisrael Makdim, you don't say to go back in the night.
Dude, stop mentioning. You can do it at night.
What'd you say?
You can do it at night.
No, but Bidikim is a Heksher. Bidikim is a Heksher Lamais. But it's not chelik of a sivu el Hashem. Hashem didn't speak to that. Okay? It has nothing to do with this reason. He wants to die for the yom. Yeah? Shkoyim. Red and you daven. Shkoyim. All right, Shkoyim.
You got the mahalos. Yeah.